Welcome to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. I am your host, Stephanie, a professional organizer and productivity expert. Ready to explore the right organizing and productivity solutions for you? Yeah? Well, then let's go.
Hey, Organized and Productive listeners and community. Welcome to one of our quick and actionable episodes where, if you're unfamiliar, I here will just give you some actionable tips on today's topic, basically just so that you can go and take action. So this is not like the research. This isn't really long-winded. This is like quick and easy. Get to it, take some action, and then let me know if you have any questions. Okay. So that's what kind of episode we're having today. And today's theme is all about changing from the one season to another, more specific, from the cold weather to the warm weather for your outside stuff. So organizing the outside, outdoor stuff and how to declutter, how to organize it as you're changing from one season to another. So that's what I'm doing today. I usually, like today, I will be giving you our table of contents, our what to expect from the episode. So basically, I'm going through our 7 steps of organizing almost anything in a very quick format. If you're unfamiliar, we do have a framework at the Organized Flamingo. You don't have to follow it, but it's helpful, you know? So I will be putting the episode on that in the show notes if you'd like to follow along and learn more about our 7 steps of organizing almost anything. And so today's episode follows that framework, how to organize and clear out your outdoor stuff as you get ready for, from one weather to another pattern, like weather pattern. So here we go. I'm going to go through it really quick. And of course, as always, I'm here to answer questions. If you are organizing your outdoor stuff, let us know. Please tag us. I'd love to see your space and encourage you in your organizing journey. So, all right, here we go. First, we are tackling the assess step and how you can apply this to your outdoor belongings. In the assess step, which is step number 1 and should never be missed, it's where you just kind of step back for a minute and look at what you have. So when it comes to your outdoor stuff, you probably have not looked at it since last season, probably last fall. Of course, it depends on where you live and the weather pattern, and some of you, the warm weather, consistently warm weather type of states and areas, you probably looked at it, not too long ago, but for the most part, probably not since last fall, right? So it's been a while. So this is the moment where you get to step back, look at what you have. As you have everything laid out, or you're looking at your garage or your shed or your outdoor items, and you're starting to open the doors, take everything out, take note of what you have and what you don't and that you need. This is a great opportunity to do a checklist for the things that you are needing. So when you are looking at the sales out there, like on the, at the store, the consignment store, maybe online marketplaces, you can now start shopping around for what it is you need. And the reason we do the assess step first is because in the 7 steps of organizing almost anything, I ask you a very important question, and that is, what is your goal for organizing this space? Why is it that you're trying to declutter? Why is it that you're trying to get this place so that it feels better, more organized, and more tidy? Having a goal is super important, because if you don't, you can start to get wrapped up in the making it look pretty or decluttering. Like, every single one of those actions are very different. And it can get overwhelming if you don't have a plan or a reason to even be organizing. And maybe this year, you don't even need to organize. Maybe it's fine. It works just fine. You can find what you need when you need it as efficiently as possible. And therefore, you know what? You don't need to do anymore. Maybe now you're in the maintain space, in the maintain step, which is step number, the last step, like number 7, where you're just really now maintaining what you already worked on. So that is why it's so important to have an assessing question. Like, what is it that I'm trying to do to begin with? So you don't get too overwhelmed. Okay, so I just gave you a couple of tips on that. Make a checklist of what you have, what you don't, what you need, and think about what it is that you're trying to achieve. Are you trying to just, you know, clear it out, downsize? Do you have a new garden that you're starting, a new project that you're starting? What is the goal? So that is step number one and my biggest tip for you. As you start taking stock of your belongings, and you're doing this whole assess step, this is also a really good time for you to start your checklist for next year. And this is like the step, you know, like the assess 2.0 for all of you who, you know what, like you're in this space now. Why don't you just take advantage for, you know, to take like a checklist for next year, like take advantage of the moment that everything is out anyway and get prepared for this year, but also next year. So if you're ready for that, start taking action over your checklist. So this is a really good opportunity for next year. So this will be all part of the step number one, which is assess. Let's go on to our second tip. Okay, so steps 2 through 5, or in this case, tips number 2 through 5, can be interchanged depending on your goal. So step number one always comes first and should always be done, which is setting up your goal, stepping back, and just assessing your space. And depending on the goal is where the next steps will go, like which of the next steps will go next. I typically like to go to sort as the next step as a default, because that just tends to be the quickest and most actionable step. But if you are trying to make your space just better looking, more visually attractive, maybe you're moving, maybe you're downsizing, then you will need to alter and adjust the next three steps so that it fits your goal. Okay, so you will, you know, remember, just we have a whole episode on steps on the 101 of these steps in the show notes. So listen to that if you're wondering what that means. So that's how I'm going to approach it. But I am going to just approach it with the next step being the sort. And the sort step is all about sorting through your stuff and putting it into categories that make sense to you. One of the first ones that I always like to sort things from is, or through is, of course, by category, like your garden or depending on what your hobbies are, right? Like outdoor, indoor hobbies. Not everybody is a garden person necessarily. You just may be doing maintenance. Maybe you're more of a leisure type of warm weather person where really you just have the chairs and the cushions and things like that, and you don't really need the rake or the garden stuff. So maybe you'll separate under indoor, outdoor. Maybe you will separate under the categories of your section of the sections of your garden or your outdoor space, whatever that may be. And if you need ideas on categories, just send us a message or go to our Instagram, because I'm always giving you tips on category and labeling and sorting ideas on our Instagram. So just head on over there. Okay. So one of the biggest tips here is consider storing outdoor, like storing, maybe like organizing the outdoor items closer to the exit. So if you're organizing it in your garage, then place the items that typically are going to be outdoors closer to the exit, to closer to the garage door exit. Same, you know, or whatever space it is. Like for some of you, it's the mudroom or the shed. So anything that always needs to be outside, closer to the exit, versus putting it in the back, because there's nothing worse than having to reach for the one thing you need all the way in the back of the shed or the garage, and, you know, having to do that over and over. So under the sorting and categorizing, put sections that just make more sense. The less steps to get them, the better. So that's number two tip in section, the sort. The third is the declutter. This is a great time to declutter. I have a whole episode on this, on seasonal decluttering, which means that when you're taking stuff out for the new season is a great time for you to take pictures and inventory of your stuff, because it's out anyway, right? So great opportunity. I put the link to this episode in the show notes, where I talk all about tips on what to do when you're transitioning from one season to another, and how you can take advantage of that moment to declutter and organize a little bit better. One of my biggest tips here is what I just mentioned, which was taking pictures and inventory of your stuff and posting it online or selling it or for free or giving it away because it's already out. So let's take advantage of that moment. And plus, it probably will sell or go much faster because it's in season as opposed to off season. So if you can, definitely take advantage of that. All right. So for the next two steps, the first is finding a home for everything. And then the one, number five is using containers. They're two different actions. If you're not aware, finding a home for everything just means that it is the space or area where the items will live. It's just the space. Whereas the container is all about the boundary. And when we say containers, it's just an overview term that talks about boundaries of the items, like where will it be hosted, holded together? And it could be a bin. It could be a beautiful clear bin or basket that you have, or it could simply be a cardboard box. Whatever that may be, it's a container. It's contained. Whereas the home is just the area of the house or the home or the space or the outdoor space where it will live, maybe in the shed or drawer. Like that's its home, but that's not its container per se. So are you comfortable with where it's at right now? I mentioned previously that this is a great opportunity to put the items where it's easiest to get them in and out. If you live in an area where, let's say, you have outdoor items like umbrellas, chairs, cushions, tables that you like to take in and out, maybe in, you know, where it's bad weather, it's raining, you need to bring it in. You maybe need to put the covers on your chairs. Those are the things that you will want to place strategically closer to the exit so that you can get to it faster, because that is where it would, you know, make more the most sense. Now, if you have a container that you're keeping outside, that is the next step, right? Like the container where it's actually stored. So those are the differences between finding a home for the item and then finding the perfect container for it. Of course, this, I hope, you know, I have an entire Amazon page storefront that is called Outdoor Space Organizing, and you can head on over there. I give you some ideas on what kind of bins are great for outdoor. You want to look for all weather. You want to make sure that it's sturdy, things like that. So I have a whole list for that on the Amazon storefront. This is also the section where I always mention, think about your vertical space. I'll give you a great example. We have a bike pulley system in our garage. So you can just pulley your bicycle up and down. It's super easy to load on it. You just put the handlebars and the seat on these clips, and then you pulley it all the way up so that the bicycles are up and they're easy to get to. I mean, I don't like getting heavy things from the top shelving. I think that's very, it's just not a good idea. But a pulley system, a well put together, installed pulley system will do wonders. So always think about your vertical space. And that way, you know, you can take advantage of all that space, especially if you have tall ceilings, like in your garage or something like that. This is a great opportunity to think about that. So let's talk about containers for just a second, especially for outdoor containers where you would put your decorations or your garden stuff or whatever the outdoor items are. This is the part where I need to mention to look at ventilation. Make sure that the bins or containers you're putting the stuff in has appropriate ventilation for the item. Now, this episode is a very broad episode on what to think about and tips on outdoor organizing as you're getting ready for the new season. But if you have specific questions, let me know. For instance, if you are storing your garden items, you probably will need better airflow versus if you're storing, let's say, you know, outdoor toys. But also if you're storing swimming, lake, pool, water kind of things, you also need something that has good ventilation so it doesn't, just stay in a stagnant type of container. So think about those things so that you can easily get to it, yes, but also it doesn't ruin the things that you're trying to put away and maintain and keep in good shape. So think about that. Also in containers, this is the part where personal preference will come into play with clear containers versus sealed containers that just have really good labels. If they will be sealed, I would highly recommend that you do some kind of label system, label process. That could be a sticky note with tape. Have at it. The whole point of organizing, though, is to find the things you need as efficient when you need it as efficiently as possible. So, you know, for some people, they're more visual people. They need pictures of what is inside the bin. For other people, they just need a quick little note, a QR code, whatever it may be. So whatever that label system looks like for you, great, but just be consistent with it and make sure that it's helping you look for the things that you need when you need them, as opposed to it just being, you know, like a label that makes no sense to you. So think about that when it comes to containers. And this is especially helpful also. This is especially helpful if you will have items stored away for a long period of time. So not just every season, but let's say you are actually going, you know, you don't need it all the time. It's as needed. So let's say you don't always go to the pool. You really just go get the things, not only seasonally, but within the season on a need-be basis. So this is super important to make that label system work for you so that you can find the things you need when you need them. All right, everybody. So that's it. That's it for today's episode. Quick and easy. I hope this inspires you to create a system that works for you. If you have questions, please don't hesitate to message me. If there's a product that you would like me to look into, if there's a recommendation that you need, let me know. Sometimes these episodes, you know, I make them as broad as possible, but also just getting as like niche as possible. So today's episode, the theme was all about outdoor spaces. But if you have a very particular type of item that you're looking for recommendations or things or spaces, let me know, because I don't know unless you tell me. So please let me know so that I can answer your questions. I hope this helped. When you can follow these types of tips, you can keep the items in good shape. You can find the things that you need when you need them as efficiently as possible, and also get the most value out of the items when you know what you have, and then you can either upcycle or resell it or donate it. So, so many great things about seasonal decluttering, seasonal organizing that you can be taking advantage of. So get into those spaces that you hardly ever get into. Send us a picture. I'd love to cheer you on. And don't forget, we do have our one-on-one strategy call. So if you need to come up with a plan on the stuff that you're working with and you have and you've inherited and now you are in possession of and you don't know what to do with it, we have one-on-one 90-minute calls where we can talk about what you have, go over it, and come up with a plan that's actionable, easy to follow, and not overwhelming at all. So give us a call, send us a message. We're here for you with for your organizing and productivity needs. Until next week, happy organizing.
Thank you for listening to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. It helps with letting people know that we're here. For full show notes and resources, head on over to theorganizedflamingo.com/podcast. Happy organizing.